The appointment of Judge Amy Coney Barrett could give the right a stranglehold on the nation's highest court for years to come and may help Republicans overturn some less favorable legislation. Hear why conservatives are hopeful that a Supreme Court majority could finally mean an end to the days of on-demand cervical cancer detection. And later, new research may be reopening the debate on a controversial coronavirus treatment. Hear why I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. Stay with us.
How the fuck do you say that?
As Amy Coney Barrett's nomination continues to move through the Senate this week, conservatives are hopeful the possibility of a Supreme Court majority means the days of on-demand cervical cancer detection will soon be over. OPR Supreme Court correspondent Rebecca Neal joins us now with more. Rebecca, welcome.
Thanks, Leslie. While liberals say Barrett's confirmation could have terrible implications for the future of women's health care, conservatives today are rejoicing. Many Christians, pro-life groups, and Republican leaders like Congressman Gary Smallwood say that once Barrett is appointed to the highest court in the land, they'll finally have the judicial power needed to shut down Planned Parenthood's agenda that provides pap smears and HPV tests that screen for cancer.
Amy Coney Barrett's nomination is a victory for Christian America and Christians everywhere. She will give a voice in the Supreme Court to Americans who want to protect life, all life, whether it's a developing human child or a precious tiny tumor growing inside the womb.
Interesting. Rebecca, what kinds of restrictions currently exist on cervical cancer detection?
Right now, the laws vary state by state, though with a Supreme Court majority, conservatives will likely be seeking an almost blanket ban on the federal level. Here's Smallwood again.
In many liberal states, it's still as easy as walking into a clinic. No questions asked. There's no reason needed. It's disgusting. Well, those days are finished. Together, we will end on-demand cancer detection.
And in other more conservative states like Smallwood's home state of Texas, there are tougher obstacles in place. There, minors can't get screened for cancer without getting permission from their parents. And any woman thinking about cancer detection also needs permission from her sexual partner.
In case they think she's making the wrong decision?
Well, yes, because they say it's their cancer, too.
That's true. I still remember when my high school girlfriend got cancer. It was so scary. Luckily, a church group helped us out. Anyway, she's dead now.
Aw, I'm so sorry, Leslie.
No, it was the responsible choice. So what other tough pro-life laws have been put into place?
Well, in Indiana, for instance, cervical cancer detection is legal, but if you get it removed, you have to bury or cremate the remains.
Sounds expensive.
It is, but lawmakers say maybe they should have thought about that before they went out and got cancer. It's also becoming common to make women pay clinics multiple visits, the first being a mandatory ultrasound, followed by a waiting period.
A waiting period, but won't it just get bigger during that time?
Well, a lot could happen in that time. Sure, the cancer could grow or spread to other parts of her body, but what lawmakers are really hoping for is that the extra time gives the woman the chance to reflect and decide to keep it.
Yeah.
However, most Republicans don't think these restrictions go far enough, which is what makes Barrett's nomination so exciting to groups like Students for Life, who had a rally outside the Supreme Court this morning in support of Barrett. Here's organization president Tessa Gill.
Feminists want you to think it's healthcare, but we know it's killing. Feminists want you to think it's just a clump of cells, but we know cervical cancer is much more than that. Feminists want you to think it's empowering, but we know there are women who would do anything to have cancer of their own. Real women let their tumors grow. We will be the generation that abolishes low-cost cervical cancer detection for good.
The group is focused on stopping all cervical cancer detection, but particularly later stage detection when they say a tumor as big as a cabbage is really no less human than you or me.
I've heard they can even have fingernails. Now, Rebecca, when can we expect to see the Supreme Court take action?
Well, there's no timeline yet, but the Trump administration is pushing for it hard. For now, all we can do is sit and wait, though I will say I do find it inspiring to finally see a Supreme Court nominee who shops at Talbot's.
Yes, at least she's someone young girls in knitted ponchos can look up to. Thanks, Rebecca. That's OPR's Rebecca Neal. Back in a moment.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
It turns out hearing even more news is polling extremely favorably amongst listeners who don't really have a say in the matter. And you know I always give the people what they want. So here's what else you need to know today. The final presidential debate gets underway tonight, and President Trump is taking what could be his last chance to make his case to the American people very seriously. Trump has reportedly been preparing diligently for tonight's debate for weeks, with help from his team of dexamethasone-induced hallucinations. In an effort to be as prepared as possible, the president has been holding regular mock debates where he takes questions from the floating head of Herman Cain before engaging in spirited debates with other members of his hallucinations, such as Kermit the Frog, a snake-covered George Washington, and even himself as a 2-year-old. Good to see he's finally taking his preparation seriously. And some alarming early voting numbers coming out of Brooklyn today. The borough is so far reporting a total 0% voter turnout among its residents, as everyone currently living in Brooklyn is planning to vote absentee in whatever dumb Ohio town they're actually from. Unless, of course, they're originally from Iowa, they can't really remember. And finally, some fascinating news for foodies. A new study out today has found that an astounding 87% of all Chinese takeout in the country is eaten by teams of prosecutors embroiled in a late-night investigation. Well, it's about to be 86% because this morning podcast host could go for an egg roll. I don't care if it is 4 a.m. That's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can like and subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcast. And you can also sign up to become a member of The Topical's Patreon, where for just $5 a month, you'll have access to all kinds of exclusive news content. Or if you sign up for our $10 tier, I might just say your name or something similar and thank you live on air. Our first two $10 tier members, Scott Steele and Salad98, have been with us since we launched the Patreon. So on behalf of everyone here at The Topical, thank you, Scott, and thank you, Salad. And our very first $25 tier member also deserves a shout-out, so thank you to Ian Carson. Your generosity has come to be expected and will soon be taken for granted. And Scott, Salad, I'm not going to fault you for not giving as much as Ian. I'll just assume you're both too poor to kick in the extra dough right now. But hey, once that second stimulus check comes in, I'll be right here waiting. And as for the rest of you cheapskates, go sign up for our Patreon now, and we'll see you tomorrow.